The cliche is that Rhode Island's the first state in and the last out of a recession. That has again been the case in emerging from the doldrums of the economic downturn that ended in 2010. There is good news. The state has recovered more than 93% of the nearly 40,000 jobs lost in the recession sparked by the Wall Street crash of 2008. The unemployment rates declined from 9% in 2013 to 4.2% today, which is the national rate. Yet while manufacturing has flourished around the country in the last year, Rhode Island's manufacturing employment has been stagnant. There are some bright spots. Submarine building at Quonset and expansion at smaller technology firms, such as Cranston-based Teco, which last week purchased a leading Swiss tech company. United States manufacturers have added 156,000 jobs since last November. That's a turnaround compared to the thousands of manufacturing jobs lost the year before. The state has lost nearly 4,000 jobs in just the last 3 months. Some of the manufacturing decline has been replaced by jobs in tourism and related industries, says John Simmons, executive director of the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council. Those positions don't pay as well as manufacturing, and benefits tend not to be as generous. Another headwind is soft hiring in the largest job category, healthcare. That sector is bloated, says Rick McIntyre, chairman of the economics department at the University of Rhode Island. Employment in health service is likely to shrink, he says. Competition from Boston hospitals and consolidation within the industry doesn't bode well for the Ocean State. Memorial Hospital in Pawtucket is closing. Partners, the big Boston-centered hospital chain, plans to purchase Rhode Island's Care New England hospitals. That eventually means the shift of top decision-making to Massachusetts and a squeeze on operations in Rhode Island. The state's also expected to lose retail jobs, which is part of a national trend. Rhode Island has lost 7% of its retail jobs over the last decade. Consumers buy more with the click of a computer mouse than at brick-and-mortar stores nowadays. A recent victim of the new retail order, the closing of the Benny's chain. A more existential factor is the Republican tax plan winding its way through Congress. It's tilted toward the wealthy and red states with oil in the ground and large manufacturing economies. Homeowners in states like Rhode Island and Massachusetts would lose local tax and mortgage deductions. Colleges and universities with large endowments and flourishing graduate programs would be hit hard. Rhode Island and Massachusetts are net importers of college students. It's a large industry. But what happens if the provision already approved by the House, which taxes graduate student stipends, survives? Rhode Island fares pretty well on the educational levels of the workforce, yet the state stands behind Massachusetts and Connecticut in this measure. Rhode Island is still having difficulty keeping the educated young. Governor Gina Raimondo, a reliable cheerleader for Rhode Island's economy, is frustrated by the tax plan. She says it will hurt the state while mainly helping the wealthy. John Simmons of RIPEC says the spillover from Massachusetts' bustling economy inside the Interstate 495 belt is already helping the Ocean State. There's been an uptick, he says, in people working in the Bay State but living in Rhode Island, where housing is less expensive. No matter where we live, those of us with jobs have much to be thankful for as we sit down to our Thanksgiving tables. Let's all hope that we can withstand the future economic headwinds lurking on the horizon.